talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing.
Everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio on Sunday, March 5th, 2023. And today is episode number 56. And the one thing nobody who listens to this show ever has to worry about is the sound of silence, because obviously Roger doesn't believe too much in the sound of silence. And I do tend to get my voice across. I do tend to get my points across. And anybody who believes, and yes, I'm going to say this again, that any of this is made up or it is being done because I wish to draw attention to myself. No. Part of that's right, actually. I wish to draw attention to what I'm saying. If I am angry about something, you're going to know it. If I'm happy about something, you're going to know it. Why? Because that's exactly what I'm going to express to you. What does that mean? That means you're not only getting honesty when it comes to the information I'm giving you, but you're getting honesty as to exactly how I feel about the information I'm giving to you. And I've been this way my entire life. This is the way I express myself. And to me, It is part of me being as honest with you as I possibly can. So let's roll with this. And I have had a bit of a cough for the last couple of days. So again, please bear with me. I'm not a kid anymore. And, you know, at 68 years old, almost 69, there are times when our health is not at its epitome, not at its peak, but I'm far from being sick, just a little bit of a sore throat. Okay, so again, welcome to episode 56 of TLB Talk Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by our newest and our, as far as I'm concerned, shining star social media website, TLBtalk.com. Come and join us and say exactly what you know needs to be said, but there are others out there who won't agree with you and won't allow you to say it. Yeah, let's hear it for America and the First Amendment. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN, and I would like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday, and also plays my newest show, which is co-hosted by Stephen Roberts, and that's Eagle's Eye Report, on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. But what I want to tell you, I tell you every week, and I will reiterate it again. If you are somebody who donates to any of these platforms, especially RBM, which is a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, do us a favor. Do them a favor. Figure out what you donate over the course of a year, divide it by 12. The next time you go in, plug that number in and click the little button that says make this a reoccurring donation. Why? Because you allow them the comfort of a budget. So they know what they can afford next week, next month, and the month after. What does that mean? That means they can give you bigger, better, faster. So I'm not asking you to give more, although if you can, please do. What I'm asking you to do is spread it out over a year and make it a reoccurring payment so that they can budget what they can present and give to you. All right? It's not so much about them. It's about what they can do to make this all better for you. All right. I will always state, and I'm going to state again at the beginning of every show, that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. I think you all know that by now, but this is a statement that needs to be repeated weekly. It needs to set the stage. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action. What are we, the people, going to do? I will also tell you something most of you are familiar with. That is, there will be no calls today. I have way too much information to put out. I will also tell you that links to any articles I may use or information I may use that doesn't necessarily come from me will be included in an article which contains this archive show tomorrow on the libertybeacon.com, our flagship website, and you will always be able to tell where Roger gets everything he presents to you from, so you can check and see that this old man just isn't pulling it out of his cuckus. Okay? I held off by giving you the name of the show until beating up the name of the show until this point. And now I have to make a point of it. And I'm hoping there won't be a whole lot of you who back away because of the title. Give it a chance. Listen to what I have to present. And then make up your mind. Because I'm not going to present anything to you that I don't feel is vital, especially in the anxious tones that you get it in. So the title of today's show is The Programmed Rise of Gay America. And yes, you heard me right. The Programmed Rise of Gay America. First off, let me start by saying this. I personally have nothing against any person who, of their own choosing, decides to announce or pronounce or to tell the world that they are gay. There are members of my immediate family who are gay. Do you think I hate them? Do you think I don't talk to them? Do you think I don't want anything to do with them? Do you think I wouldn't be there at their funeral if they passed away? If you think that, you're wrong. Okay? It has no effect on whether I love these people or not. That's not the context of what I'm going to be putting out, which is why I said bear with me, okay? I have nothing against you deciding. That would be like me saying you're going to be a Christian, then I don't want to talk to you. If you're going to be Jewish, I don't want to talk to you. If you're going to be a Muslim, I don't want to talk to you. Okay? Each and every one of those may affect your life as much as being gay, as being lesbian, as being whatever. But it's the stigma that's attached to it and how it's being used. This is what we're going to get into. This is America, people, and your freedom of expression is paramount to all who honor the Constitution, including myself. But when you target a certain portion of a population with an agenda to unduly influence for the purpose of achieving an agenda of division and destruction, I will step up and protest, as Roger always does, loudly. And this is what we're going to see today. Because most people do not look at this in the context you're going to get it from me today. Some of it you will understand. Some of it you will say, okay, yeah, that's pretty much the way I think of it. But the context, eventually, all of this is going to slide into most of you wouldn't even consider. As I have alluded to many times as of late, if you wish to strategically destroy a nation of longstanding power and stature, you must start with the demoralization of its society and the implosion of its shared culture. What do I mean by culture? Well, culture is defined as the customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. American society has a culture. It has multiple cultures, but as Americans, we all share one overall culture. Let's talk about that as well, okay? All right. You must cause or facilitate division in such a fashion that there is little room for understanding, but maximum reason for serious pushback up to and including violence. This is what happens when you wish to take a nation to its knees. When you go in to intentionally not only destroy their culture, but cause massive division. Divisiveness is a very quick way to violence. It's a shortcut. Stop and think. Let me put that a slightly different way, because again, I really don't want to drag anybody into something that's making you go, oh my God. So let's put it this way. Is there any link between, say, a drag queen children's hour at your local elementary school and, let's say, a firebombing of a food processing plant or a chicken farm, or the relentless political exploitation of gender issues? If there was a connection, we'd probably be aware of it, right? If these were connected, we would be aware of it, wouldn't we? Not necessarily. Because said link might not have anything to do with the incidents themselves. The firebombing of the chicken farm, the firebombing of the food processing plant, the constant beating up of gender, the drag queen show at your 5 or 6 year old child's classroom at school. The real connection isn't so obvious. Each and every one is, in its right, a blatant act. Okay? So, I don't know. If there is a connection, we would be aware of it, right? Well, again, not necessarily, because said link might not have anything to do with the incident itself, but instead with the big picture or its impact on the people who are experiencing or suffering it. In other words, these events are intended to generate fear, uncertainty, anxiety, alienation, and even terror. And if continued long enough, they are intended to create change in what? In the culture. Change that may also result in violence on an increasing scale. If you cause enough divisiveness, if you cause enough anxiety, if you cause enough division, which all of these have the capability of doing, and we will go through that as it applies to the gay situation, as this continues, then the inevitability on a lot of this is at least a movement towards or an inevitability of violence. Stop and think about this. Please. Because it is an inevitability. Question. Have the intelligence agencies, which you've heard so much about lately, the evil they've done, the programs they've stuffed down our throats to do what? To turn society in one direction or move it in another direction? Who the hell gave our intelligence agencies the right to mess with our lives and our culture? Don't they work for us? Aren't they there to keep us safe? What we're talking about here and what we've caught them doing over the last 100 years is exactly the opposite of that. So again, question, have the intelligence agencies launched such destabilizing operations before? The answer is most likely, yeah, MKUltra. There's a whole bunch of them we can name. But certainly not on this level of intensity or frequency. Look around you at all of the disasters, and you've heard me say this every week, going on around you. When at any point in U.S. history have you seen so many disasters occurring so frequently in such a small defined time period? A vast majority of what we suffer today is not even 3 years old. But it's of such a level, such an intensity, you can't ignore it anymore. It's literally changing, there's that word change, your life, your children's life. It's changing America. It's changing your system of education. It's changing how you think about your doctor, COVID-19 vaccines. It's changing everything. But let's break off into a more defined issue, as I told you we would. All right. Gallup's latest estimate finds about 7% of the U.S. adults, American, United States of America, however you want to put it, adults identifying as either lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something else other than what you or I, those of us who aren't any of those, would call straight or heterosexual. Those are almost bad words nowadays. If you tell somebody you're heterosexual, they may just look at you and go, sorry. Not kidding. The percentage, 7%, has doubled since Gallup's first measured LGBTQ identification in 2012. Also consider the Generation Z or Gen Z and younger, all the way down to our youngest kids in school, clocks in at almost 20%. And the younger they are, the higher the percentage. This is where we're going. So overall, we've got 7%, okay, of the population, leaving 93% who are not LGBTQ plus, whatever, okay, or identifying as either straight or heterosexual. That's doubled since 2012. So we would say in about, I don't know, a little over 10 years, 11 years, we have seen a doubling. And again, a good portion of that would be in Gen Z and down, with the biggest portion of that being in our younger children. Question, why? Why? Does that make sense to anybody? Well, it will. Question, why has such a small portion of this overall society or culture been elevated to such a point today where it exercises such a massive influence over our governments and indirectly our very lives. Think about what I just said. Think about Joe Bob's cabinet. Think about how many people he has installed in ultra-high offices in the people who govern you on a daily basis that are openly gay. Again, got nothing against them if they are qualified to do the job. Okay? Is Buttigieg qualified to do the job? He's gay. Have you ever met anybody less qualified to be a transportation secretary? How about the general who comes on dressed up as a female and can't even give you three coherent sentences? Is she, he qualified to fill one of the highest security positions in the country? And I could go on and on. How about the person who gets in front of the news every single day and tells you everything the president wants you to know? She's black, she's female, she's gay. She's also been considered one of the worst press secretaries to ever stand in that position. She stutters, she murmurs, she doesn't have an answer for damn near anything. Am I telling you gays are dumb? No, I'm not. What I am telling you is, when you stop to consider that less than 7% of the total population now has a massive influence over your life, and that was done intentionally, why would a huge portion of what is to influence your and your children's life come from an extremely small percentage of the population? Unless it is, I don't know, unless it is choreographed, which, if you don't believe it is, you're an idiot. There's no way in hell you could get a concentration like what we are seeing unless it was done intentionally. It's no longer a matter of, are you qualified to do the job? It's no longer a matter of how well have you succeeded in the careers that led you up to this. It's no longer a matter of how well do you interface with people. It's what are your pronouns? What do you call yourself? What part of the culture do you fit into? So qualifications have gone out the freaking door. Do you know who the biggest enemy of this equity, and this has already been stated, so it's not coming out of Roger's mouth for the first time. Do you know who the biggest enemies of this equity are in this country? I'm going to tell you, do not believe me, do your homework. If you are white and you are male, you are the enemy of those who rule us today. But yet you make up a huge majority of the country and you pay a huge majority of the taxes. You fund everything they say and do, but you are now the enemy. Well, how do they get people into these positions? How do they fill these positions? How do they grow the numbers? What do they do? Okay. Let's break off and get a little bit more defined. All right, so we've got a small portion of society, and it is literally ruling over America, and it has been put in place intentionally. All right, I'm going to read you a very short article, a couple hundred words, and I'm going to read it word for word simply because this is a female giving you her point of view when it comes to the things I just described. And I wish for everybody to understand that there is a balance here. It's not just what I think. And this is somebody who is read by a lot of people. So if I'm coming to these conclusions, she's coming to these conclusions, maybe you'll think a little bit harder about what's coming out of my mouth as far as the topic is concerned. This is Anna Bohack. And the title of this very short article is Groomers. Hi, little boy. Would you like to become a little girl? That is her title. not mine. And for anybody who doubts anything I'm about to read you, and this is about the only time I will actually read something to you word for word, this will, the link to this will be in the article with this show embedded in it tomorrow, so you can go and understand that I didn't snowball you. All right? So here we go. Groomers. Hi, little boy. Would you like to become a little girl? Okay. It doesn't matter where you live. There are LGBTQIA plus groomers targeting your children. From drag queen story hours to graphic sexual education in schools, gay media, and especially the internet, your children are bombarded by adults who want unrestricted access to them constantly. Why? So they can tell them about kinky sex, sodomy, and transgender ideology. Today, we have grown men who dress as sexed up grotesque caricatures of women, twerking in front of preschoolers and reading them gender-confusing books. We have organizations like, listen to me, people, Planned Parenthood distributing hormone replacement therapy, HRT, drugs to confuse teenagers and giving them information on chest binders and genital mutilation surgeries. Teenagers! Then there is the Free Mom Hugs organization, which is a despicable group that tells young people that if their families don't accept their gender identity, then the group will be their mom. Yes, the group Free Mom Hugs is the ultimate grooming organization promoting dangerous transgender ideology that will likely brainwash, mutilate, poison, sterilize, and eventually kill your children. Now, for all of you who don't understand her last bit of the last sentence here, and eventually kill your children, we will get to that once we get out of her article, and I will explain that to you in detail. Okay, she goes on. In my small southern town deep in the Bible Belt, you would think kids would be relatively safe from transgender ideology and LGBT indoctrination. But you might be surprised. There is an individual who dresses up as a creepy wizard and wants to befriend the town's children. He wants to teach them how to be more accepting of LGBT folks. Teach them about love and diversity, and teach them that it's okay for them to be whatever gender they choose, not what they were born with. He wants children to believe that it is cool to be a homosexual. This person wears a silly hat, casts spells on people. He also describes himself. Listen to me. These are her words. She lives in this town. This is her personal observation. He describes himself as a raging homosexual. Listen to me. This guy describes himself as a raging, emphasis on the word raging, homosexual. He is more like a demonic clown, Pennywise, in the movie, okay, It, than a happy gay wizard. This self-proclaimed town wizard and Free Mom Hugs of Alabama are hosting a rock painting event at a local park to teach children about love and diversity, which are code words for lust and perversity. They are hoping to befriend children in the park and establish an emotional connection so they can indoctrinate them into a dark, perverse, and absurd ideology. This tactic is extremely insidious, as it is going to be a beautiful day with lots of children in the park who are vulnerable to creepy adults who want to lie to them and destroy their souls. Imagine letting your kids go to the park to play, only for them to encounter a stranger pretending to be their friend, only to find out that this new so-called friend is trying to groom the children to a perverse lifestyle, all with the full endorsement of the local city government. Okay, I have a feeling we're going to have a commercial here. And We'll pick this up on the other side, okay? Or maybe not. I figured since it was 12:30, we would be hitting a commercial. All right, Sam, are you with me? Okay. Let me make sure. Ah, here we go.
Of silence, fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Dive back into this, and where I had left off with her article is, and I will give you the last short paragraph. Imagine letting your kids go to the park to play only for them to encounter a stranger pretending to be their friend, only to find out that this new so-called friend is trying to groom the children into a perverse lifestyle, all with the full endorsement of the local city government. As a society, we've come a long way from the, "Hi, little girl, would you like some candy?" We are now at, "Hi, little boy, would you like to become a little girl?" It is way past time for decent people to take a stand against this degeneracy and grooming of our children. The children are the future. A society that cannot protect its children has no future. Okay. And again, the author of this is Anna Bohack, and you will have a link to this article tomorrow in the article this show will be embedded in on thelibertybeacon.com, our flagship website. But again, I need to tell you that some of this was a little angry. Some of it showed angst. Some of it showed somebody who had just about had it with what is going on, because she's seeing it firsthand. And this is the angst I was talking about. This is the generation of division. This is the generation of anxiety. This is the generation of, and I could go on. And if it is done on a continuous basis, that anxiety builds. And as that anxiety builds, you come closer and closer to the possibility of violence. Am I accusing Anna of this? No. I know her too well from her writings. So what I am saying is that she put this as clearly, as succinctly, and as straightforward as she possibly could. What she is seeing is that children who are vulnerable, children who are, I don't know, looking for attention, all children want attention, especially from adults. And if an adult is going to focus on them and tell them how fun something can be and how great something can be, and it doesn't matter what your mother says and it doesn't matter what your daddy says, they don't want you to have fun. So how many of you, if you knew someone like this was in your local park and your city government was aware of it and hadn't jerked this guy or this lady out of that surrounding, how many of you would want your children to go and play in that park? But then, how many of you would be told about this? Or how many of you would find out when it's too late? Well, what do I mean by when it's too late? And again, we come full circle. This has nothing to do with whether or not you are presupposed to be gay. If you're born and you start to go through life and through your own influences and what you see around you, this is a decision you make. And as you grow older, you act upon anybody who puts you down is not somebody who should be proclaiming themselves as a true American. This is where you should be able to act upon what you feel as long as you are not harming others. This is the freedom of being an American. So anybody who thinks that I'm putting gays down or saying they shouldn't exist, you're wrong. What I'm saying is they shouldn't be used as a tool. So let's get a little bit further, or maybe the philosophy of being gay shouldn't be used as a tool. So let's get into that just a little bit further, okay? And again, let's go back to what she says. It doesn't matter where you live, okay? Let's discuss another factor that most will never even consider. Let's ask a few basic questions first, okay? Why have we seen such a big jump, all right? And it's supposedly doubled from like 3.5% to 7%, okay, of the population in the number of young Gen Z and younger, which means mid-20s to down to 5 or 6 years old. Why have we seen the number jump, okay, so quickly? Why have we seen this happen? First question. Let's go to the next one. Why are our very young and very impressionable children exposed to massive culture changes up to and including teaching your 5 and 6 year old, and don't get offended, this is an absolute fact, up to teaching your 5 and 6 year old children in their classrooms what a butt plug is and how to use it? Not joking, people. And this is being done by a guy dressed up like a clown with a skirt on. And this is being done against the wishes or permission of the parents. How many parents, if they knew that's what their 5 or 6 year old was going to be taught that day in school, would keep their kids home? How many? They're not told. They're not told. Until that kid comes home later on and says, guess what I learned at school today, mommy? And when she says, no, that's not good, I don't want you thinking that way, now you poked a hole in what made this kid happy, because this clown-looking lady in this pretty dress and making jokes in the whole nine yards actually made this kid laugh, actually made this kid happy, actually drew that child across the center line into, gee, I wonder what it would be like to be a girl. Not a joke. And all against the wishes or the knowledge of the parent. Why has the government, deep state, decided to step in and punish parents who don't allow their young, sometimes as young as 5 years old, okay, to take hormone blockers or schedule for sex change surgeries in the near future, say a couple of years down the road, getting ready for it, taking the hormone blockers in the whole nine yards at 6, 7, 8 years old? Okay, why is it that parents, I don't know, aren't allowing their children to do this? And it's up to the point of taking the children from their parents when those governing them find out about this. When the child goes home and says, guess what we had in school today, mommy? And mommy says, no. You ain't having none of that. When you turn 18, if that's a decision you want to make, that's your life. But until then, I'm going to do my best to do the best for you. And that child goes back to school the next day and tells the teacher that, and the teacher goes to the people's salary you pay, the local government, and you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Wait a minute. Don't these people still work for us? Isn't this still America? Don't we have any rights over our children? When did your children become wards of the state and no longer yours? Because if you look around you today and you think that I'm wrong, you ain't doing no homework at all. This has been all over the news for 2 years. And we have an attorney general who got raked over the coals for this in Congress the other day. Okay, they had their show. Let's see if anything happens as a result of it. And how about the biggest questions of all? This is what I've been focusing down on. This is why I did this entire thing. Let me start this off by saying, we have, again, saying again, how many disasters going on in this country? Don't roll your eyes into the back of your head, but I'm going to ask you a question. What are the two things you need in order to have global governance? Okay? The first thing you must do is bring the cowboys of the world to their knees. And the second thing you must do is cut the population of the globe down far enough where it is controllable. Because even the smartest elites on the planet understand that 8.5 billion people are not controllable. And we are already starting to see a massive die-off due to the vaccines that are still being mandated and pushed not only in parts of this country, but in a lot of countries across the planet. And massive die-offs. But, okay, how many other disasters are we looking at, people? 198, actually. Food processing plants, chicken farms, turkey farms, herds of beef, eggplants, 100 of them, actually 98, right around 100, it's probably 100 by now, have been destroyed in the last couple of years, which is more than in the last 30 years combined. Anybody noticed that the price of eggs have gone from like $1.26 a dozen to $6.50 a dozen? Yeah. How about, I don't know, the southern border? How about destroying the military? How about cutting off the oil spigot? How about spending so much money that the United States is going into bankruptcy and recession is all but a guarantee? How about, and I could keep going, how about for the rest of the show? And I could do it quite easily. And this is all happening right now. And it all came to a peak in the last 2 years when Joe Bob was installed, Basement Joe was installed, not got elected, installed in the U.S. presidency so that anything and everything the global elitists wished to do to bring the cowboys of the world to their knees would happen. Take a look at the beating America has taken. And I'm going to tie this article into that right about now. Because most of you wouldn't even consider what I'm about to say. All right? All of these disasters happening. Who is looking at what I'm about to say? The biggest questions of all, and the ones that very few people, if any, are asking or concerned about is, how many of you have bothered to look at the massive depression or the suicide rate of children schmoozed into an alternative lifestyle as young kids, including the hormone blockers and the surgery, because it looked like fun, because they were convinced they would have a better life, because they were told by influencing adults that this is what they should do. And they were very easily influenced because they got a lot of adult attention. And anybody with children, and I'm a grandfather, knows for a fact that kids love adult attention, unless it's mean attention. They love it. But these kids have gone through this. A lot of them have gone through the hormone blockers. Some of them have gone through the surgery. Some of them have literally changed their entire life because they were told how much fun they would have, only to realize the massive mistake they had made as they grew older. Here's the question, people. How many of these young adults or children now changed for life are committing suicide? How many? Why don't you take a look at the amount of young adults, teenagers, and even children committing suicide in America today? And this is a big chunk of it. How many of these young adults or children now change for life via a choreographed influence in their schools, in their parks, against the knowledge and permission of their parents, have said, oops, I made a major mistake and there's no way back? And they end their own life. Now, am I telling you that number is in the trillions? No, I'm not. Am I telling you that it's an alarming increase over the suicides of young adults, teenagers, and children, even in the past 5 years before this all started? Yes. People need to take notice of that. But I've got an even bigger question. I've already told you that 7% of the population of the United States, 350 million people, are now considered LGBTQ+. And if I got that wrong, I apologize. That's a lot of people. Okay. And I also told you that if you consider the Gen Zers, which are the mid-20s on down, down to the young children, which could be as young as 6 or 7 years old, okay, that's as high as 20%. Why? Because those are the ones being influenced in the fashion we've been discussing here. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay. If I give massive hormone blockers to a young girl, or I give massive hormone blockers to a young boy, or if I take a girl and turn her into a boy surgically, or I take a boy and turn her into a girl, him into a girl surgically, how many children are these kids going to have? How many? And we're talking in the millions. We're talking about a vaccine, yes, I'm going to jump to that real quick, that we already know is sterilizing a massive amount of people globally. The COVID-19 vaccines are sterilizing, and there's over 6.5 billion people fully vaccinated on this planet. Look at the yearly birth rate over the next 5 years and watch it drop through the floor. That's one mechanism. Okay? How many other mechanisms? Anybody want to talk about geoengineering? What's falling out of the sky is definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, helping to sterilize anybody who's breathing. How about a lot of the food we eat? A lot of the food we eat. In 2014, the United States suffered, that was the last year I could get good figures. 2014, the United States suffered a 314,000 birth deficit. How many do you think it is today? It's dropping off a cliff. And now, if I can convince a lot of children that are going to grow up to have children, that they don't want to be a boy, they want to be a girl, or they don't want to be a girl, they want to be a boy, how many children will they have? And we're already talking about 20% of Gen Z and younger. We're talking about millions of children that will never have children. How many of you thought about that? How many of you thought about that? When you tended to believe, and I don't think anybody listening to this show would, but I'm making a point. When you tended to believe, why is he making such a big deal out of this? It's not that bad. Did you stop to think about the continuation of humanity? Did you add it to the rest of the things I already put on the list, and I could put a lot more, that is already slaughtering the birth rate globally? How many of you did? How many of you took the gay issue and figured it was bad enough to affect the global population numbers, or at least the U.S. population numbers? But this is also going on in other parts of the Western world, like Australia, like the U.K., like, and I could go on, France, like New Zealand, like, so it's not just in America. You do not win a war with a pistol, people. And the war against us will not be won with a pistol. Our enemies will bring a pistol, a rifle, a machine gun, a tank, an aircraft carrier, a submarine, a fighter pilot, a bomber. They will bring every single weapon they can, and each one will be a distraction from the last. But the cumulative effect will be the slaughter of humanity. This is one more cog in the wheel, people. One more! Is it in its own right something that everybody should worry about? It's going to kill the entire global population? No! If you lose one spoke in a wheel, does the wheel still work? Yes, it does. But that extra spoke makes that wheel just a little bit more sturdy and it works a little bit better. And this is another spoke in their wheel, people. It's not a joke. It's nothing to laugh about. And I'm not overplaying it. How many of you considered how many of our youngsters are being convinced today because it looks fun and because the government will take your children away unless you let them do it? They're convinced in school. They come home. Your children don't belong to you anymore. You better let them do it or else. Ever heard of a better reason for homeschooling people? Ever? Because I sure as the hell haven't. This is one more cog in the wheel, people. The two things you need for global governance is you need to destroy governance across the planet to bring in a global government. Look at what's happening around you. When the United States is going to its knees, what chance does any other nation stand? And the next thing you need to do is bring the global population down to a level that these elites can actually control. One of the mechanisms we're discussing here today falls into those parameters, but nobody would have guessed that. Nobody would talk about that. And nobody I've heard has brought it up in that light. But now look at it. The way I presented it, look at it. And tell me how many of those kids are ever going to have children. How many? All right, I'm going to back up just a little bit because we're about done here. And I'm going to tell everybody out there, please do me a favor. When you want to talk about things like this, and I'll end it with this, go to TLB Talk. Facebook's going to shut you off. Facebook may even ban you. They may even send you on vacation for 30 days. And there's a lot of other platforms out there. Come and visit us. Okay. Up to the next.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.